This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, Peter Marshall here, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest Jim McCrell. Most of us know Jim best for his work in television, but as we mentioned earlier in our conversation, his career began in radio and, a little later on, music publishing, where he worked closely with and was mentored by the great Henry Mancini. Jim's work with Mancini eventually took him to Hollywood, where his career evolved to encompass every aspect of show business, from local and network commercials to hosting charity specials and live telethons to guest starring in popular TV shows and feature films and hosting such classic game shows as Celebrity Sweepstakes. You can follow Jim McCrell on Facebook, Instagram, or J McCrell. That's J-M-A-C-K-R-E-L-L, jmccrell.com. Before we went to break, Jim and I were talking about some of the various people from all walks of life whose paths he has crossed over the course of his career.
My wife, Kathy, and I were recounting a couple of days, and we do this quite a bit, how blessed we were with the people that we knew in the business. And I don't mean that from a standpoint of being able to say, well, this person was able to help me do so-and-so. These were just very, very interesting, marvelous people that befriended us and we became friends with and learned from. I'll give you an example. When I first went to Los Angeles to work for Henry, we had an apartment, and here we came out of Texas, and we had a party at our house, and I invited a lot of people that I had met working with Henry, and It didn't dawn on me the scope of the people that I had invited. So when we had this party at this little apartment, the first couple through the door was Gordon and Beverly Jenkins.
Oh wow.
Okay. Followed very shortly by a man from Nashville and his wife, who was Anita Kerr.
Wow.
And then there was Tommy LaPuma and Joe Saraceno, the creme de la creme of production people in Los Angeles in the music business. And another friend that I got to be close to, Lou Rawls. And we, and Kathy and I counted back at that party that we had, that was the like a who's who.
Yeah.
And it was just at our apartment. And these were people that were easily approachable. That's the key, I think.
You mentioned Gordon Jenkins. Did you ever cross paths with his son, Bruce?
No, I did not. I knew Gordon and Beverly, and I was so honored by him and got to know him very well and had such esteemed respect for him.
Well, the only thing I'll say about his son, Bruce, Bruce is one of the best sports writers in the country. But
really good.
He learned from Jim Oh, who was the guy? I'm blank. He was the sports columnist down here.
Jim Murray.
He learned from Jim Murray, in that
Oh my God!
What a wordsmith! And
unbelievable writer.
And Jim Murray was sort of the written equivalent of Vin Scully, because he would write about,
I think so as well.
Yeah, and that that's
a great analogy.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, Ed. That's so right on.
Yeah, and because they had this,
you're exactly right. That's I learned something. they had the same quality, and we get back to a sentence we said a little while ago about the God-given talent of communication.
Mm-hmm.
They both, when you read Jim Murray, you felt like he was writing just to you.
Yeah. And he,
how good that is.
And he may have been talking about Sandy Koufax, but in the context of talking about Sandy Koufax, he would touch on life issues or whatever. And
yes.
So he transcended what he was doing.
Yes. Absolutely.
And Scully did the same thing. Jim McCrell is on the line with us. Jim McCrell, game show legend, working actor, successful novelist, host of the very popular podcast Last Call with Jim McCrell. You can follow Jim on Facebook, Instagram, or jmackrell.com. MACKRELL, jmackrell.com. I want to circle back to something we touched on a little while ago when you talked about the God-given ability to create, to communicate. Years ago, I was at the memorial service for one of my mentors, and the priest said, "It is when we create we are closest to God." And the mentor was a very prolific writer for television. And we talked about many different things throughout the course of our relationship. I never thought of him as an innately spiritual person, but when the priest made that analogy about, create the ability to create, I saw him differently, and I saw the creative process a little differently.
Right.
I know that sounds stupid, but it's like...
No. That does not sound stupid. Excuse me for correcting you, but it does not sound stupid. It is, to a great extent, Ed, it is right on. The problem that we have, and here I'm on my soapbox now, but I'm on my soapbox because I have a belief that so much of communication is the misunderstanding of the verbiage,
mm-hmm.
of the words. We use words, for example, spiritual. Well, that takes on a connotation of gauze and angels and flying around, when in reality, the word spiritual means a connection with spirits, and a spirit is not some goo-goo or paw-paw thing, it's who the essence of you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And so creatively, when you are being creative, you can be creative, as we just said, the managing editor of the Houston Chronicle was creative in drawing me out to make me feel like I was had worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's very spiritual. We make spiritual into a religious connotation,
yeah.
when in reality it's a life connotation.
I have a feeling what Jim is talking about right now gives you a good idea of what he talks about with his guests on his podcast, Last Call with Jim McCrell.
yeah, I do.
Which you can find wherever you find audio.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Charles Fox, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
And we mentioned in our open, Jim has written three novels, including Down from the Mountain, Glass of Lies, and now I saw this on Amazon. Run, Maggie, Run. Is that the third?
That's the one I'm working on right now. That's just out.
Okay.
Run, Maggie, Run is just out. What happened is this Glass of Lies, I canned that.
Oh, okay.
Down from the Mountain is published.
Okay.
Fallon Semper Fi is my second book, and Run, Maggie, Run is the third book. Glass of Lies was an ill... I wrote the book, and I hated it.
Okay.
And I hated it because it was too contrived, and I was trying to write formulaically. And that's not who I am. And when I finished it, it was negative, and I just didn't like it. And what happened was, I was sitting at my computer, and I got an email from Writer's Digest with a list of people who had read Down from the Mountain and Fallon Semper Fi, and they were very laudatory as far as my writing is concerned. And I mentioned my daughter Kate earlier. But Katie is to a great extent a rudder for me and my sailboat. and she said, you know, your approach to the dog stories are really the essence of who you are, and that's where you need to get back to. And because of that, we started with Run, Maggie, Run. They are dog stories, but they're not dog stories. The principal character of all three of the books are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But the dogs have a unique ability to speak to each other. And the only group that can't understand what the dogs are saying is human beings. The dogs have no problem, and they, in all three books,
mm-hmm.
the dogs are very connected to what they call the Lord of the day and night. And they are constantly in gratitude to the Lord of the day and night for everything that happens to them. When I first did Down from the Mountain, I sent it off to a publisher, and they said, oh, no, 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 this is way too Christian. I said, what? Yes. They said, oh, okay. You need to send it to a Christian publisher. I said, oh, okay. So I sent it to a Christian publisher, and they said, no, 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 this is too secular. So it, hey. But all three of these books, especially with Run, Maggie, Run, has an overall theme of gratitude and redemption. And that's kind of how I operate. I think the greatest thing a human being can exhibit is gratitude. And I think that that's the answer to most of our problems. If we are just grateful for what comes our way, our lives are pretty doggone good. It's when we get into the I don't get, they don't like me, I don't get my fair share, that we run into problems.
My girlfriend's son just turned 28, and his approach to life is, I cannot possibly ever have a bad day because I woke up, I'm alive, I have a job,
yep.
I have friends, I have family.
Yes.
And he's right.
Yeah, he is. He is indeed. If we just practice that, you know, that and you talked earlier in this interview about my career. My career has been one of, as I look back on it, little things happen. Now, I'll give you an example that the average person doesn't focus on, and I didn't focus on until much, much later. But I was in the 9000 building there in Los Angeles, and I was on the elevator by myself, and I was coming from like the 15th floor or whatever, coming down. And when I got on, there was one lady in there, and she said, hello, how are you? And I said, I'm fine, how are you? And that's all I said. And we go, and she goes her way, and I go mine, and I had some errands to run. And when I get home, the phone rang, and it's my agent, Ray Sackheim, and I said, yeah, what is it? He said, what under God's green earth did you do to Pat Mock? I said, I have no idea who that is. He said, well, you met her. I said, when? He said, on an elevator in the 9000 building. He said, she's one of the biggest casting directors in Hollywood, and she wants you over at 20th Century Fox right now to meet with Michael Ritchie about a new movie. And I thought, what? So I go over and I meet with Michael Ritchie, and I thought it was another actor audition. When I got there, it was just me. She introduced me to Michael. Michael handed me a script, and I read it and read with him. And he said, fine. And he said, go ahead and keep this. And I kept the script. And I was walking back out to my car, and Michael stuck his head back out of the office and said, Jim, and I said, yes. He said, don't memorize that. We're going to change it when we get to Miami. And I thought, what? So I got in the car, and I thought, I think I just got a job.
Yeah.
Well, it was simply tough.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing semi-tough, all because I got on the elevator with Pat Maher.
You touched on this a little earlier in our conversation about some of the many mentors you've been blessed with throughout
right.
your career, people who either took you under their wing, like Henry Mancini did,
sure.
or people like Peter Marshall or Tom Kennedy, both of whom cared enough about you to give you good advice. But to me...
Oh, my God, yes.
Those
two are giants.
Yeah, and...
Those two are giants.
And the real thing, and this is something you touched on earlier, is you were smart enough to listen to them.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I have... When I mentioned the quality of gratitude as being important, the other quality that a person desperately needs is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not curious, you're not very smart.
Yeah.
The reason Peter and the reason Tom were the icons they became was because they exuded the same thing that Ben Scully had. They exuded and I get back to the guy at the managing editor of the Houston Chronicle. They exuded a atmosphere that made it comfortable to be with them. And Tom really helped me a lot. Tom was a giant
mm-hmm.
and a marvelous, marvelous man. And Peter and I were close. I owed so much to him. Not that I sought advice, but I liked his style. I was comfortable around Peter, and I wanted people to be comfortable around me.
That's what makes you a great host on television. That's what makes you a great host on radio or your podcast, Last Call with Jim McCrell. And that's what makes you a great guest, Jim.
Well, thank you. Thank you much.
Jim McCrell is with us on the line. Jim McCrell, game show legend, working actor, radio host, and master of the art of conversation. Take a quick time out. We'll talk some more, Jim. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.